International Bible Lessons, Sunday, January 31st, 2016. John chapter 11, verses 38 through 44. Hear now the word of the Lord from the New International Version, John chapter 11, verses 38 through 44. Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave, with a stone laid across the entrance. "Take away the stone," he said. "But Lord," said Martha, the sister of the dead man, "by this time there is a bad odor, for he has been there 4 days." Then Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, "Take off the grave clothes and let him go." May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. International Bible Lessons Commentary, John chapter 11, verses 38 through 44, Sunday, January 31st, 2016, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. Study Hints for Discussion and Thinking Further discusses the questions for discussion and thinking further to help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion. These hints are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson, that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. If you are a Bible student or teacher, you can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. International Bible Lesson Commentary, John chapter 11, verses 38 through 40. John 11, 38. Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave, with a stone laid across the entrance. Jesus received a message that Lazarus was sick, but Jesus knew Lazarus had already died. Jesus could have healed Lazarus or raised him from the dead from a distance, but Jesus chose to do something better then heal Lazarus before he died. Jesus would glorify God before the mourners after all hope that Lazarus could come back to life had been crushed. When Jesus was once more deeply moved, Jesus simultaneously expressed his grief and anger at death, the last enemy to be defeated. See 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Verse 26. John 11, 39. "Take away the stone," he said. "But Lord," said Martha, the sister of the dead man, "by this time there is a bad odor, for he has been there 4 days." Jesus loved Lazarus and his sisters Mary and Martha, and Jesus knew that raising Lazarus from the dead would lead the Jewish leaders to want even more to kill him and kill Lazarus too. See John chapter 12, verses 9 through 10. To raise Lazarus from the dead, Jesus could have moved the stone with a word and made a big display. But Jesus commanded the mourners to move the stone as an act of faith on their part. As Martha said, after 4 days, the body would have been in a state of decay, and those who moved the stone needed to trust that Jesus knew what he was doing. John 11:40. Then Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" When people believe in Jesus Christ as Son of God, Lord and Savior, they will see the glory of God all around them every day. Jesus planned to demonstrate the glory, the power and truth of God when he raised Lazarus from the dead. When Jesus died on the cross for our sins, when he rose from the dead on the third day, and later when he ascended into heaven, he glorified God. As children of God, we see God's glory in special ways and all around us. John 11:41. So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me." As they rolled away the stone from the cave, a cave similar to Jesus' burial place, those who moved the stone and those nearby could tell by the odor that Lazarus was truly dead. Neither Lazarus nor Jesus were simply resuscitated. They truly died physically. Jesus then demonstrated his power and the power of prayer. Jesus' prayer was not like the prayers of the hypocrites who loved to be heard. See Matthew 6:5. Jesus thanked the Father for having heard his prayers, even his silent prayers, on the way to Lazarus' tomb, even all of his prayers throughout his life on earth. Jesus and the Father together would bring Lazarus back to his family alive. John 11:42. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me. Jesus prayed aloud for Lazarus to rise and for the benefit of those who heard him, as well as to thank God the Father for always hearing his prayers. The Bible tells us to always give thanks in our prayers. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Jesus gave this last miraculous sign before his crucifixion and resurrection from the dead, to lead more to believe in him personally as the person he said and showed he was and is. He showed that true believers can pray aloud for the benefit of others, to show the power of the Father and the Son to answer prayers, as long as they do not do so hypocritically. John 11:43. When he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." Jesus did not need to pray a long prayer. His prayer included an address to the Father who answers prayers. Thanks to the Father. Acknowledgement that the Father hears his prayers. And the reason he prayed aloud before the crowd. Our prayers can address God the Father, as in the Lord's Prayer. Our prayers can give thanks to God. Acknowledge that God hears our prayers. And the reason we are praying to God. Without hypocrisy, Jesus prayed for the focus to be on the Father and on the sign that the Father had sent him. After Jesus prayed, he called in a loud voice for everyone to hear him call, "Lazarus, come out." Jesus did not need to shout for Lazarus to hear him, but for the crowds to hear him call to Lazarus, so they could hear and see the sign that he is the Messiah. John 11:44. The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen, and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, "Take off the grave clothes and let him go." In obedience to Jesus' command, Lazarus came out, still wrapped in his grave clothes. Lazarus had not been existing in a tomb 4 days, waiting for someone to rescue him. Then Jesus commanded the people to take the grave clothes off Lazarus, which enabled everyone to see that Lazarus was not a ghost, but a real, live, flesh and blood person, whose body would die again someday, but who would never die himself. See John chapter 11, verse 26. Whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this? The Gospel of John keeps the focus on Jesus, but no doubt Lazarus could report what he had seen in heaven because he had believed in Jesus and had not died, even though his body had died and was buried in a tomb. He could report having seen Abraham and others, even as the Lazarus in Jesus' parable had seen Abraham and others. See Luke chapter 16, verses 24 and 25. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. Commentators seem to agree that the Greek word for deeply moved or greatly disturbed includes the meaning that Jesus was angry at death. How might this teaching influence how you look at death? 2. Why do you think Jesus waited 4 days before seeing Mary and Martha? 3. What is one result of our believing in Jesus as our Lord and Savior, according to this lesson? Can you think of other results? 4. What is one reason Jesus prayed aloud for everyone to hear him pray? 5. Why did Jesus tell the mourners to remove Lazarus' grave clothes rather than simply remove them miraculously himself, when he could have easily done so? 6. Consequences of belief and unbelief. International Bible Lesson. John chapter 11, verses 38 through 44. Sunday, January 31st, 2016. L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. John 11:40. Then Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" Before Jesus brought Lazarus back from the dead, he reminded Martha of something he had taught her earlier. If you believe, you will see the glory of God. If she had not believed, Jesus would still have raised Lazarus from the dead. However, Martha would not have seen the glory, truth, and power of God when Lazarus came forth alive. If someone does not believe, they will not see the glory of God. For example, most of the religious leaders did not believe in the God of their own scriptures or the teachings of John the Baptist and Jesus. Therefore, when they heard reports that Jesus had raised Lazarus from the dead, they responded according to their unbelief. They made plans to kill Jesus and kill Lazarus as well, because on account of Lazarus, many of the Jews were going over to Jesus and believing in him. John chapter 12, verses 10 and 11. These leaders suppressed the truth and the meaning of Lazarus' resurrection as a sign that Jesus was the Messiah sent by God. Their political plans and privileged ways would be upset if too many people began to believe in God and Jesus as revealed by their scriptures. Later, the Apostle Paul described what can happen to people who refuse to believe in, glorify, or give thanks to God. Their thinking will become useless. Their foolish hearts will become darkened, and they will become fools. See Romans chapter 1, verses 21 and 22. Such was the case of the religious leaders who refused to believe the evidence before them about God's power in Jesus. Because of foolish, futile thinking and unbelief, these leaders failed to see the glory of God. Begin or close your class by reading the short, weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2016 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.